Welcome back to the Living the Dream podcast. We're going to get right into it. I have some special guests with me today in the studio, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
What it do, people? So, my name is Kiera. I am a foodie by choice, and I definitely am so glad to be here and just honored to be on the podcast with K-Flow. So, yeah, check your girl out. Yeah, that's me.
My name is Roxy. I really like to do hiking, and it's a very new sport. Is it a sport or a hobby for me? And my goal is to get to all the national parks. I don't have a timeline for it yet, but it's going to happen. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all for joining me. Everybody's probably listening like, who are these people? They are my friends, y'all. These are my friends. These are my Ace Boom Coons. I do everything with them, and I'm just so excited. They are actually the first guests, like, literally here in the studio.
Yay!
As y'all see, this is going to be a play all day podcast, so don't do your seatbelts. Let's go. And this is actually going to be my first time kind of impromptu. I have some questions, but we are going to just kind of just go off the script a little bit, you know, because that's just kind of what we do. So, I'm first going to start because y'all are probably thinking, like, why are we even together? Initially, we were together tonight for Vision Board Night. Woo!
Hello,
2023. Yes. It is about to be out of here. You know, we're just so excited about planning. I think it's very important for us to be intentional. And very important for you guys to be intentional on what you want your vision and your 2023 to look like. So, do you guys want to talk a little bit about your vision boards, kind of what you have on there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Yeah. Okay, so some big things for myself as I just entered a new decade of 30.
Woo!
So 30 Club is here, but definitely want to be more intentional about my finances. I've actually been on kind of this financial journey for the past, I'll say, year and a half, seriously. So just wanted to continue in that and just being more consistent. So definitely working on paying off debt. Student loan debt. I know we're waiting for Joe to do some miraculous things, but I'm just working on paying it off myself. And then more importantly, just having a substantial, healthy emergency fund. But also more importantly, just not jeopardizing any of the fun activities that I enjoy, because I'm a huge traveler, like I mentioned, foodie person. So definitely all those things come into play. And just kind of big picture items, just definitely want to travel, do some big bucket list items. Main thing is the Hot Air Balloon Festival in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
She's going with Roxy.
That happens in October. So definitely something I want to do. And just kind of get back to who Kiera is at the root of it all. And that's literally just family, fun, and just food is kind of the things I base myself around. So definitely want to try to tend to those things for 2023. And then work on accomplishing the ultimate goal, which is to become a homeowner. So me and Bae are working on that. But yeah, that's kind of some big goals for 2023.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm actually, before I get started, I just want to say that I'm proud of you because, don't start crying now, but like Kiera definitely was focused on being an adult for like the past year and a half, and she actually like stuck to her guns and did it. But I do feel like I really appreciate that she's back on this journey of trying to go back to find herself, especially on the travel part, because she just has so many more places to visit, and I'm really excited for her to start traveling again because she's kind of like my travel guru as well.
She knows all the places.
Really, really.
I told y'all, so look, for real, if y'all really want some travel inspo or, you know, things to do or not do, I low-key am the girl for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess shout out to my friends for helping that.
Yes. So on my vision board, I think I'm kind of trying to be more adulty, because I like to call myself I'm a teenager with like adult money. And I definitely spend money that sometimes I don't have. So my really big goal for 2023 is to be more financially intentional and responsible, especially because I got engaged in November. Which is really, really exciting. But I don't know. People kept asking me like afterwards, like, how do you feel? Do you feel like something's changed? And I'm like, not really. I still feel the same. But then I think I actually had time to process it. And I was like, oh man, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to have to change. And I think one really big conversation that's been on me and my bae's mind is like, you know, moving in together and then, you know, when's the wedding going to be and all of that. So it's like taking the right steps towards that. So I'm really excited about that because I'm just excited to do that part with him. And so one really big thing on my vision board is like financial stability and budgeting, which I already told Kiara that I'm going to be kind of relying on her a little bit for that because she's like a guru of a lot of things. And so she's definitely going to be very helpful for that. But also just like helping me, both Caitlin and Kiara do a really good job of, we help each other not lose sight of who we are in the core. And so I also really like to travel. I'm getting more into that recently now, again, with like the big girl money that I have. Yes. So I also really, really want to go to Alaska. And I've always wanted to go on a cruise. Caitlin reminded me of this. And I think there's Alaskan cruises, yes. right? Yes. So I would love to do that because I always do like one really big trip every single year. And I feel like that may be it. And then just, you know, keeping family and friends in mind, my circle close to me mm-hmm. and just helping them on their journeys grow and then vice versa. I know that they'll do the same for me and just, you know, feeding each other's energies and each other's journeys and paths, but also kind of being that reality check whenever I need it or whenever they need it, helping them through that process. So just a lot of like growth and a lot of like wealth and not just money wise, but in different ways. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm really, really excited. So this is actually my first time actually sitting down and making a vision board.
All right.
And being like, I'm going to try to stick to it because everyone has like New Year's resolutions, right? Yeah. Like the typical ones or whatever. But those for me always went out of the window. But this time it just feels different. Yeah. So I feel like right now this was more intentional. And I feel like it did give me some clarity of like, all right, this is what I want my year to look like, at least like for some starting base things, you know.
Yeah. Right. And I can always like kind of chime in on that part. And more importantly, why I like with my vision board, it's kind of hard for y'all who are listening to not get a visual of what we did. But I kind of left mine with it was not as full. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I did that, it was because I wanted to focus on certain things and not overcrowded so that I can be able to say, even if I don't accomplish all 20 things, I did 5 out of the 20. So that's still small victories. Mm-hmm. So learning to celebrate the small victories and just focus on those things. So even if, hey, I say, okay, I want to go to the Hot Air Balloon Festival. Okay, I want to go on a cruise. Okay, the big thing I want to do is I want to get out of student loan debt. Yeah. If I accomplish 2 out of the 3, that's still a victory. So something to accomplish and celebrate. So I want to kind of give that message to whoever's listening. Just focus on the small victory. Celebrate the small victory and all the things. Don't beat yourself up and then look back throughout the year and say, small check here, small check there. And you'll see at the end of it how all that came along. So just remember that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really good, too, because I'm the friend that my vision board is packed up.
No shade. When she said that, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Like, no shade, my babe.
I may have like 2 or 3 little pieces left, but that's kind of like how my brain works. It's just a lot of things going on in my brain. I just have to like get it out. So like I turned 24 this year, which is so Kobe year. So I asked everybody to like give me advice that they would give their 24-year-old self. So they wrote that on a card when we was at dinner, and I kind of put that kind of around the number 2023. And just kind of like just want to focus on that and have everything kind of driven from that. Some of the stuff, and I'm like, okay, maybe I won't even address that this year. It may not hit me this year. It may hit me in year 26 or whatever, but just having something that I'm like, okay, this is what I'm focusing on. This is something that can help me, you know, it can help me next year or even the year after. I think that was like very important. But also I have my one word for the year was the word shift. And because like I sometimes struggle with just balancing emotions and just how to respond to certain things. And I think the main core of that is because I need to shift my perspective. And I think the core of shifting your perspective is understanding like what is happening in the reality, but also understanding how are you going to like go about this, you know, not addressing stuff right in the moment. Maybe it doesn't need to be addressed right in the moment. Maybe you need to like feel what's happening. Maybe you need to like think about what's happening. So that's kind of my one word for the year. I have some other stuff on there, like some quotes. I've never been to a Dallas Cowboys game.
Cowboys.
Yes, we have a Saints fan in the house. Sadly, Roxy, you like soccer.
I like Astros. Soccer. Yes. Again, the Astros.
Yes,
but the Cowboys are a Texas team, so yes. I'll go for Texas. Yes. Sorry, Kiera.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that after this podcast. But yes, I have just some stuff that I still want to do, like just some concerts, just want to just be intentional with life. I think we get so caught up in like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, like, it's like, what do you want to do? And, like, what do you want to have fun at? And I think just kind of, like, where I'm at, kind of in this fun stage, but kind of still having focus on what I want to do. I'm planning to go back to school, which is, like, crazy. Didn't really think I was going to be here because I'm not a big fan of school. But it's definitely something I feel like I need to, like, focus on and accomplish. One of my main goals in life is to have a PhD, so...
Dr. Flowers.
Yes,
Dr. Flowers.
They already call me that. So sooner than later, that's going to be like official. But yeah, those are our vision boards. Thanks, guys. So why is it important for you guys to have a vision this year? Because I know, Rossi, you said like this was different. Like you feel different. You know, New Year's resolutions, sometimes 3 months in, you know, people are like, okay, I'm not doing that no more. So like, why is it important to have a vision?
I guess I'll start. I don't know. I feel like now there's like a timeline.
Yeah.
You know, like a timeline of life, you know? And I feel like whenever you have, there's like these milestones, maybe I'll say that.
Yeah.
Whenever you like get engaged, whenever you get married, whenever you have a baby, whenever you, you know, are trying to become a homeowner, whenever you get in your first place, like whenever you move out, you know, all of those are milestones in your life. And I honestly don't think I've had the chance to do like have like an official milestone like that. Maybe my first one would have been like going away out of state for college. And I feel like that was maybe one. But then my plan after that was not to come back home, but I ended up coming back home. And but I felt like it was necessary at the time, and I'm still very happy that I did come back home.
Yeah.
But like I still stayed at home with my mom and like with my family there, and then, you know, the relationship that I was in at the time didn't work out, and you know, it just everything kind of like stopped, and I had to like focus on what's my next step. And now I feel a lot more settled than I did back then. And I feel like now it kind of like woke me up, and I was, and now it's like, oh wow, now this is when like I guess life begins.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like a new chapter begins.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's the driving force now of that thought process of like, okay, you have goals to meet, you have things to achieve now. Like there's a timeline for everything now. But also at the same time, like keeping in mind not to rush anything and not to put too much pressure on anything, because I liked what Kiera said earlier about you don't have to stop living your life to achieve your dreams, or, you know, to achieve your goals. And so actually on my vision board, I have one, because one of my big things is like budgeting this year. I have like empty jars that say like, you know, for a home, for car, for whatever else. And they're all empty. And then there's another picture that has filled up with coins, also different jars. They're not labeled, and they have, like, plants growing from it. And that, for me, signifies, like, you can still achieve your goals, like, financially while not stopping to water everything else that you want to do, right? And so I just have to constantly, I feel like I'm going to have to constantly remind myself of that, because I do feel like very determined right now to achieve the things that I want to, but I know that everything is a process.
Yeah.
And then you said something earlier as well when you were talking about your vision board, about your word of the year is shifting or shift, right?
Yeah.
Making a shift of things in the way that you go about it, the way that you react to it. And that made me think of like one really big thing, and I feel like I had like a shift maybe like around like August or October, whatever the month is that comes after that. September. Whatever the month is that comes in after that. I had to have a shift in mentality as well, because I was getting really stressed out and frustrated.
Yeah.
And I had to like just sit back and think like, you have control of of the situation. You have control about the outcome of things. You have control about your reaction to things.
Yeah.
So like, you need to just focus on yourself and like center yourself. And then everything that you do according to that, like you're going to have control over it. So just, you know, keep that in mind. And I feel like that's the mentality that I want to go into 2023 of, no matter what happens, no matter if not everything on your vision board, you know, happens, you have control of the situation. And I think, Caitlin, you said earlier, maybe it was Kira, I don't know, that one of y'all had like a vision board that y'all made like last year, maybe 2 years ago, to go like to Florida or to do something else. And you didn't end up doing it that year. You ended up doing the year after that, you know, like, but that's okay, because you had control of the situation, you know? And so, yeah, that's really where I'm at. I don't know if I answered the question. I kind of went around in a circle. But that's really where I'm at. And just, you know, very, just a lot more purpose now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it just shows you kind of where you're going. And at least having some kind of plan. Now, whether that plan comes to fruition all the way through, that's a different story. But at least having a base foundation. Because anybody that knows me, I'm a planner. I'm a planner to the T. We're not going to just get up here and wing anything. We could be going to dinner. Okay, what's the plan?
Yes.
What time are we going there? Or is there a color coordination going on? You know, what location? Is there a reservation? You know, all the details that people don't think about. Yeah, of course, there's times where you could just get up there and, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
But 99% of the time, you plan everything. Because then that leaves no room for assumptions, no room for misunderstandings. And it's a clear vision.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I did a vision board. And like I mentioned earlier, just to see small victories and small wins, because the year is lengthy and I'm grateful for it, to being able to see all 12 months. But sometimes you can get discouraged and you can get bottled down and feel like you're not doing anything or you're stagnant. So when you look back and say, I did this in June and it's October, you feel like, okay, I've accomplished something. And it's not like, okay, well, what have I done for the past 4 months? Actually, I've been working on my savings, and now I have thousands of dollars sitting there saved that I haven't touched. And, you know, being able to not transfer from savings to checking, you know, I broke that cycle.
Yeah.
So those small victories where you feel like you're not doing anything, it's just very important. So that's kind of the part, the mission behind my vision board, and just kind of, like I said, getting back to who I am at the root of it all, and just not allowing time, because time, I say every day, time is not our friend. And you can tell by today, it was just Christmas, and now here we are getting ready to prepare for the new year. So let's just, you know, kind of focus on that, and knowing that every day that we're here, take advantage of it and celebrate the small victories.
Yeah. I think for me, it's so important to have a vision. Once 2020 hit, I was supposed to graduate. You know, I was doing an internship. I was living in Austin. And I was like, what is this? So that's when I made my first vision board. And then last year, I did not make a vision board. And as you kind of speaking to what you were saying about like checking off what you accomplished, I felt like I did not check off anything that I accomplished. I'm sure I accomplished some things, but I felt like I did not accomplish anything because I didn't see it, because I wasn't like putting the pen in. I wasn't like checking it off. And I think that's like, for me, like I need to see it. I need to feel it. I need to like touch it. Like, this is what I did. This is where they failed or where they were successful. Like, I want to know that going into the new year. And I think that's the only way for us, for an individual in this world to grow, is if you gotta like see what you're doing. You can't just be out here just winking everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna wake up today, I'm gonna go to work. It's like, okay, what are you gonna do afterwards?
Right.
Well, they actually this. Y'all ask this all the time, and I technically do not have a good answer. Let's just be fair. But like, just having some type of like step, some type of vision on like what you're doing in life, you're gonna go far with that. But if you don't have any vision, you're gonna perish. You're not gonna do anything. You're not gonna accomplish anything. Was there ever a time that y'all felt like y'all didn't have any vision or didn't have a pathway? Like, okay, yes, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go chase this. Was there ever a time where y'all were just like, yeah, I don't know what's happening right now?
For me, I felt like I've never felt like I don't know what's happening, but it was one of those like awkward in between moments.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people can relate to this moment. It's like that in between from when you graduate from undergrad to post graduation.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, so I graduated. And then the next day you're like, okay, what that mean? So, like, of course, you know, graduating from college and not having the dream job or landing a good job right out of college, you kind of have to pivot and figure out, okay, what do I do next? Yeah. And just kind of knowing that. And for me, that was a hard reality because I felt like I had done so well in school and I had, you know, set myself up for a great opportunity. But when it was time for things to start happening, there wasn't really anything happening. And so just kind of having to shift that mindset and say, okay, it's not happening right now, but that doesn't mean denial. So definitely staying focused on the task at hand. And just also knowing that at the end of the day, God is going to work it out no matter what. And just staying focused on that. So that was kind of be the moment where I felt like there was really like no clear vision on what I was doing. But looking back 8 years later, wow, 8 years, can't believe it, that I have been out of undergrad. It has made a lot of sense. And it has really shaped me into the woman that I am. Definitely a totally different career path. But it fits me and who I am at the core. And so that's what I wanted no matter what. So definitely grateful for that moment, grateful for that season of just uncertainty. But now looking back and realizing that it was all for a greater good.
That's a tricky question. It was when we ever felt like we didn't have a vision. I definitely agree with Kiara. After graduating, I think especially for me, just thinking about that time with my family situation as well, I definitely like did not have a vision at what I thought I was gonna end up doing that didn't work out because of my family issues. That's part of the reason why I came back home. And I feel like I was angry for a really long time because that didn't end up working out, and I blamed my family a lot for it.
Right.
And like I said before, I'm still happy that I came back home, but like that click didn't happen until like years later, right? Yeah. So I graduated in 2018. I was supposed to go because I really like writing. I like journalism. And I really wanted to go into the publishing world, like book publishing. And I had like this really cool opportunity to go to the UK to do like an internship over there. And then I would have landed a job like immediately somewhere in New York in one of the publishing houses. Obviously, that's very expensive. And so at the time, my dad, something happened with my car and it ended up getting totaled. And he ended up getting money for it, but he ended up using it for something else. And that money was supposed to go towards that internship. And so then, obviously, I was very mad at him for that and blamed him for that. But that put me back home. And then literally a year later, my dad passed away. And I felt like I didn't see, like, I guess God's plan behind that or his purpose behind that until after, maybe like a year or two after he passed away, because I do feel like my family needed me to be there for those moments. And I do feel like God knew that I needed to be there for that last year with him, since I had been like away for like a long time for college. And so I know that things happened the way that they were supposed to. But then I was really lost after that because I was like, oh, that was my plan. I don't have any other plan. Yeah. And I randomly fell into teaching. And at this point, I had already worked with KidVenture for like all the summers, right? So I had some experience with kids, but I definitely did not see myself teaching.
No.
Especially not seventh graders. Woo. And so that was a very interesting year. I feel like I learned a lot about myself. Yeah. And a lot about what I want to do and what I don't want to do. And then I just was very blessed after I had quit teaching. Like, I finished the school year with that, that KV offered me a position there. But I feel like, again, timing. Because the timing of that, like, literally, I don't know if I told you guys this, but which is our boss. Yeah. That had offered me the position like literally a day before my dad actually passed away. And so I had to call when I was supposed to go into the office and sign papers to like accept the position. I had to call and be like, I'm sorry, I can't do this right now. And you know, he was very understanding, but at the same time they needed someone there. And so I feel like at that point, again, just a lot of anger. I feel like I definitely should have gone to therapy at that point. But I was also trying to distract myself. So I think I like got into working maybe like a week after everything just happened.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of moments when I first started that position that I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Yeah. Like, you know, I would just snap more quickly and, you know, all that stuff. But that was definitely the start of that growth process there. And then things just got better, and that's why I feel like now, because that was what, like the end of 2019, and then 2020 happened, and that was the pandemic, and it was like, oh, look, can I curse on this thing?
Yes.
Okay. Just need to make sure. I was like, oh shit, like this is the year where this is gonna happen. Yeah. Okay, and so that was a change.
Yeah.
And then you know 2021 happened, and it was like, all right, new position, new territory, and that was a change. And then 2022, you start to feel more comfortable. You start to, you know, I was starting to feel more, like, settled.
Yeah.
And then now, going to 2023, I feel like now it's like, okay, my feet are grounded now. Yeah. Like, I know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that adds to why, you know, why I'm more I feel more focused now.
Yeah.
That whole journey. And it's like, you had to go through all of that, but you don't really see that until you're at where you're at, you know? Right.
Yeah.
So,
and you look back on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm going to answer the question, but kind of from this answer that y'all have given me and previous answers, it sounds like timing has always been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Timing sometimes may not be on our side,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes timing may not be a part of our plan, because you know we have these vision boards and be like, yeah, I'm gonna do that in June, I got this concert in August, and I'll tell them what's gonna happen in August, but like all this stuff we're planning out, but like somebody just speak to the importance of time and God's timing, and maybe speak to a little bit about to somebody that's like, man, I wish this would happen today. Or, like, I'm trying to get out of this situation and I wish this would happen tomorrow. You know, like, speak to somebody that's struggling with time and or comparing themselves and seeing what everybody else is doing. Kind of speak to that a little bit.
Oh, that's good. All right.
Yeah. Come on, and that hair is going for, so I was like, I don't want to answer that question.
All right. So, yeah, somebody who is like, I'm a keen in onto the comparison part.
All right.
Let me gather myself here. But no, just the fact that as a society, you just see so many people just doing great things and living their life and living their dreams and things that you make.
Podcast.
I was like, what's happening?
It just hit you like that.
And just out there just flourishing. And you're like at home, barely making it, working this job that you may absolutely hate, and you're like, damn, I wish that whatever, insert whatever it is you wish for, but you don't see the struggles, you don't see the pain, you don't see the anxiety, you see the 30 seconds of a reel, you see the highlights of an image, and you want that lifestyle.
Right.
And we, I can have to put all of us in this. We, yes, as a collective, have to remember to focus on ourselves as individuals, mm-hmm, and never compare yourself to anybody's race. I tell my friends this. I tell family this. No matter what, you can be in school for 6-7 years getting your bachelor's degree, which could be a 4-year program, but that's your race and your journey. That's all that matters. Mm. And at the end of the day, at the end of the 6 years, when you get that piece of paper, it says your name on it and you have accomplished this. Right. No matter how long it takes, they don't get up there and say, with their bachelor's degree after 7 years, ooh, here is, they don't say that part. They skip all that. It said bachelor's of whatever.
Right.
So, or master's of whatever. Yeah. So focus on that in your journey as an individual. And just knowing that your timing, your goals, your dreams is going to come. You have to put in the work. You have to stay prayerful at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Pray, manifest, pray, manifest, pray again, and manifest those things, but also put in the work. Mm-hmm. And you have to put in the work no matter what, because my mom has a favorite quote that she always tell us, no matter what, it doesn't beat nobody like themselves to have their own. Mm. So at the end of the day, nobody can never come and say, I gave you this, you did this for you. No. Have your own things, have your own goals, have your own dreams, and just accomplish them for yourself, nobody else. Because at the end of the day, this is for you.
Yeah.
So just focus on that. Of course, life is going to get rough. Yeah. Life is going to get tough. Mm-hmm. That's a part of life. And you have to have a great community around you to build you up and support you. Do not do life alone. Do not. You need a community of people, whether that's one or two people. Well, you just have one person. That's all you need at the end of the day. Just find you one who are on the same page, the same wavelength as you, and accomplish that. But definitely focus on yourself and your journey is kind of the most important thing. And don't compare yourself to nobody else, because you're one of one. Like Beyonce said, girl, I'm one of one.
Woo! Stop playing. Hey, Beyonce.
No plug. No. Hey, Beyonce. Drop those visuals.
Yes. That's funny. Yeah, it's tough, especially in today's society. We got social media. We got everything. You know, I can take a picture of something, a car, and be like, oh, I just got a new car, but you don't know how much my bill note, you don't know how much my car note is. And it is so hard, just to see, especially people that's in your close circle, just like, it's like, okay, come on, God.
Hey, right.
God.
Yeah. I thought I was your chosen one.
You know, I thought it was going to be my turn, you know, but I'll be having to, like, check that, too, sometimes. Right. That's a spirit.
That's a spirit on you, and I always say, no matter what, like Roxy, just prime example, Roxy got engaged. Right, Roxy got engaged, right? And so when Roxy texts the group chat that Caitlin, Roxy, and myself were all in, and my initial thoughts while we were literally looking for our new home, my initial thoughts, I started screaming
literally
in this home.
Literally.
And everybody was like, what's going on? And I was like, Roxy got engaged. And it was like, who? My friend got engaged. Like, I'm so excited and happy for her.
Literally.
So you have to be able to clap for other folks.
Yes. Right.
Genuinely mean it. That's the important part. Don't be over there, yeah, girl,
she got
whatever.
Okay,
it's cute, I guess.
Yeah.
Literally my turn. No, it's not your season right now. And that you have to be okay with that. Clap for them genuinely, because the same time when it's your turn, they should do the same for you, and vice versa. So just remember that. You gotta celebrate your friends, celebrate your family, and don't be over there with no dry hating. And
no,
got time for all that.
No, we're not doing that. If you dry hating,
leave that in 2022.
You need to let that go.
Therapy.
Woo!
Now, I really like what Kara said about, like, you gotta work for it.
Yeah.
You know? Because I think, I forgot, man, I don't know, I talk to both of y'all so much, and I sometimes mix up the conversations. Was it y'all, was it like Alex, was it my family, who was I talking to? But I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about, like, God's plan, and that his timing is like, right when it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't just pray to God and say, God, I really want to start a new job, like, by this time. Like, this is the type of job I want. This is, like, the whatever money that I want to make, whatever. All right, God, you do your thing. I'm going to kick my feet up, and I'm going to just wait for it to happen. You know?
You ain't been updating your application.
The resume deal.
Oh,
the resume ain't been updated since 2015.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
You said your LinkedIn?
Look, I said,
oh,
you ain't
God.
Been on LinkedIn.
You ain't got no headshots, no nothing.
Yeah. And so, like, you gotta put in the work for it too, you know? And so that really resonated with me with whoever I was talking to at the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of been in the back of my mind, because I've been guilty of just like being like, okay, God, when is this going to happen for me? Yeah. You know? But then when I sat down and reflected, I was like, I haven't really been putting in the work though, mm-hmm. for like what I was asking him for, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think I mentioned this on my vision board, too. Is the microphone okay?
Yeah, we're good.
On my vision board, too, one of my goals for 2023 is to, like, continue to build the relationship with God and go back to church and, you know, establish a community there and, you know, just focus on that part of myself as well. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just timing. That's a very tricky one. Yeah. But I think Kiara wrapped it up pretty well.
She did. She hit the nail on the head. She did. But I'm gonna answer this question, and I'm gonna have one more question for y'all, then we're gonna be out of here.
Okay.
So the question was there ever a time you felt like you didn't have a vision in life?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was probably when I had made the decision to stop playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
As y'all know, I'm 75 years old. Okay. Apparently, I need a hip replacement. I've had a lot of concussions. I was just going through it.
If y'all want to see her hoop highlights, go find them. They're on to interwebs somewhere.
We're not going to drop the link here.
I got the link sliding in the DMs.
Please don't do it. But yeah, it was definitely a hard decision I had to come up with and just sit in that and say, hey, my health is more important than basketball would ever be. But it was also like I was at that time because I've been in sports my whole life. I've done music I've done something my whole life that has quote unquote defined me. So I was at that moment where like, oh, now I'm just Caitlin, the RA walking around here. I'm not like capable of basketball playing anymore. And that was like tough.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I did not have a vision because majority of the time since I was in college, I was at practice, I was at weights, I was eating, or I was in my bed asleep. That was it. or I was with my teammates. So, and a lot of people that I started college with, everybody know you don't start with everybody, you end with everybody you start with. So majority of my teammates that I had in the beginning was not there. So I was kind of building different relationships with people in my major and things like that, which was great, but it was just tough because I was like, I don't know who I am anymore. So I feel like in that moment, I feel like I didn't have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
But once I like left and I had to go do my internship and I kind of started focusing on other things outside of basketball and me being the basketball player, I think I started to appreciate me playing basketball and how basketball kind of opened doors for other things for me to appreciate in the other life or whatever else I was doing as far as like career wise. So that was just the time. Yeah, it was tough, but definitely got through it. Now I'm, you know, I enjoy what I'm doing. I have great friends.
Yeah.
Awesome friends. But yeah, so last question. As y'all know, the podcast is called Living the Dream. It was started by my basketball coach. He would say to me every day, are you living the dream? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then like it just never hit up until literally when I started this podcast. So when you think and when you hear the phrase living the dream, what comes to your mind?
I feel Kiara looked at me. She's like, you go first, Roxy. I feel like, and I was literally just thinking about this when you were talking. I feel like your dream is different at different stages in your life.
Come on, Roxy.
Professor.
And so I'm Dr. Roxy now.
You are Dr. Vera.
I feel like you said, what does living the dream mean? Is that what you said? Okay. I feel like in whatever stage of your life that you are in, like you just mentioned, letting go of a part of yourself that was part of your identity, that's really big.
Yeah.
And then the process that comes after that, like forming, like finding who you are now outside of that, you know, that's really big as well. And that's how, when you probably started entering like a new dream in your life, a new stage in your life, you know? And basically to me, living the dream means just being happy and content in where you are in life and wherever you are in life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, going back to what I said earlier about the milestones, like those all going to be all different stages of life. And if I know my vision, if I know what I like, you know, keep control of the situation and just am happy with what my what I'm doing to accomplish my goals at that time, then I'm living the dream.
Yeah.
You know, and whenever that's not enough or whenever that changes, then that's when, okay, new vision, new goals in mind. Yeah. You know, what are the steps to do to make sure I'm living this other dream, you know? Because you don't always necessarily just have to have one dream either. You can have multiple. So, yeah, that's what that basically means to me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's good. Before you go, Keith, I want to speak to that. Because I got my hair done today by my optician. Shout out to Dion. Hey, I don't know if she's listening. But we were talking today. We have a good conversation, fruitful. And she said that her son, she has passed away. And she was like, my purpose has not changed, but my assignment has.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just like kind of connected to what you're saying. Like, your dream, it may look different today compared to what it looks like tomorrow. Like,
right.
What you have on your vision board, it may not come into fruition today, but it can come into fruition 3 years from now. You can look back and say, huh, well, maybe I was watering that thought or watering that vision of what I was having. But we have to, like, learn how to be okay with that. Our vision and what we have right now, it may not come to fruition right here in this moment. But that doesn't change the focus. That doesn't change the end goal.
Look, that's important. Because for me, just living a dream, meaning just focus on the now, and don't focus on what tomorrow or next month or next year may bring, but just focusing on what's happening right now and being happy and content with right now. Because we can have all these dreams and visions and goals for ourselves, and who's to say we're here tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
So focus on today and just accomplishing the little things. For instance, when we were talking before we started recording, Caitlin had mentioned about 100 things you should be grateful for when you wake up every morning.
Yes.
And I was like, 100 things in my head? I was like, 100 things? I was like, first of all, who got time to be sitting talking about 100 things? But I was like, it all makes sense because the little things we take for granted.
Yes.
Switching the lights on. That's something to take for granted. Being able to get up and, like my pastor always say, using your toothbrush instead of your hairbrush to brush your teeth. So letting you know you're in your right frame of mind, just the small things. Or being able to go to the kitchen and say, oh, I have options for lunch. Oh, I don't want this. Oh, I can pack this. Yeah. I'm going to get something to eat. So just those small things. That's kind of for me, like living the dream, I would say, is being able to just be here and have options, and also just being able to be here and be able to be self-sufficient for myself, and being able to just take care of me at the end of the day. So that's kind of what I consider living a dream. And then everything extra and that comes with it is just access.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
Yeah. So I appreciate it. So just the small, simple things. I'm a simple girl. Just don't require much and ask for much.
Yeah.
Just those little things matter the most.
Yeah. All right, y'all. That's it. I don't really have anything else. I'm going to put my little outro connected to anything else y'all
want to
say before we go?
Oh, yeah. So I mentioned earlier that I'm a foodie.
Yeah.
So I definitely reside in Houston, Texas.
Woo-hoo.
But I'm from New Orleans. Don't get it twisted.
But
I do have a foodie page. So if you want to follow, get some inspo, you can follow me at Key and Key Eats. So that's KIANDKINE _ eats with the Z, not the S. You can follow your girl, me and my friend Kiana. We have this foodie page. So you can follow us, get some good little tips and tricks, some places to visit or not. That's kind of it.
All right.
Yay.
Woo! We did it!
Listen, y'all. I love y'all so much. I hope this was fruitful. I hope you got something out of it. Let me know what you thought. Have a great week. And always remember, I want you to be impacted so you can go be impactful. Peace.